There you go. It is, yeah. It's John Haslam, customer service manager. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. I mean, we see a lot of our members in very desperate situations, and it can be a variety of things, but it is fair to say that be it a defaulted or any debt that someone's fallen behind with can have just the same effect as council tax and other bills, and any bill where someone's fallen behind can have a really destabilising effect on them. I mean, I think it's fair to say that we do see a lot of problems caused by payday loans, but at the same time, we get plenty of people coming in very desperate situations who have fallen behind with their rent, for example. That's probably the biggest one I can think of, where we do see people who are really kind of coming in tears because they can no longer afford to pay their rent. Definitely. I mean, it goes much more beyond oh dear, I've not been able to pay. I mean, it's for the roof over the head. And so obviously it's the most important bill. And when they're in a position where they think they can't afford to pay it, it really does affect them. I think the problem is in the way the payments are taken, because payday lenders typically do something called a continuous debit card authority payment. They don't have to ask to take the money. It's not a direct debit, so they will just repeatedly take it until they get their money. And whereas councils generally won't do that, because, you know, there's probably ethical reasons for that, it means that sometimes the customer may not have the choice over which bill is prioritised. It's made for them, that decision. Yeah, because they don't make the same efforts to get the money back as the payday lenders do. I think it'd be very useful. I think it would be difficult to implement because lenders would have to be honest about their products, or you'd need someone perfectly neutral to judge those products. But yeah, I think it would definitely help, because as a rule of thumb, most borrowers aren't particularly financially literate, and so people would need that help, definitely. It's very difficult because all we've got to go off is anecdotal, people coming into the branch. So sometimes what someone may say, they're in arrears, what they're counting is arrears, and maybe they're just one payment behind. That's not counted as true arrears. It's really difficult to say, but certainly we'll see several people each week who have fallen behind with some form of household bill. I'd really struggle there, to be honest, mate. I'd be making up a figure.